Here to chat about that and the outlook for the team this year, midfielder Kerry Abeo joins the show now. Kerry, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good, full of energy. That's the madness of March. It's a great time to be a sports fan, and it looks like the season is off to a pretty good start for you. You forced an own goal against Louisville this past weekend. Walk me through that moment and that play.
Yeah, I mean, we built a great attack leading up to that, and I was isolated and knew that I had to, you know, make something happen, and luckily I put it across the frame in a good spot, and ball wound up in the back of the net, so I'm just happy about that.
I'm sure just the way that you drew it up. That's never really the plan. That's just kind of a good result, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you put the ball in dangerous areas and things happen, and I'm, you know, happy the ball rolled our way that day.
For people that are looking at the Orlando Pride, the expectations of the team this year, what would you say the outlook is? Should we have lofty expectations? Do you personally set goals like that before the season starts?
Absolutely. I have lofty expectations and goals for this team. I'm really optimistic. I think we've put together a very special group, and we've had a great preseason and a good first result on the road, but I think our ceiling is even so much higher. So I am really excited for the season, and there's a lot of excitement that's been built around it, and I hope the fans can feel that. And absolutely, we have very big goals for the season.
So the home opener is on Friday. The NWSL, still a growing league. When you see fans in attendance, the ones that spend their time, their money, their energy to come cheer you women on, what does that mean to you?
It means everything to us. You know, it's a huge support on the field. You know, we always say that our fans are our 12th man out there, but we know them. You know, our fans come out every game, and we see them after every game, and we've really built a community, and we're hoping to add to that community, but we know them, and it's special to us.
We're talking to Kerry Abeo from the Orlando Pride, midfielder, on with us here as we get ready for the home opener on Friday. Pride already one game into the season as it stands now. What's it like to play with a legend like Marta, one of the best to ever lace him up?
It is indescribable. I think every day at training, I kind of have that aha moment of, wow, that's really Marta. You know, I had her posters on my wall growing up, and I even have a ball signed by her from when I was like 11 years old. And I think just the passion and joy she brings to the game is unmatched. And I am learning from her every day and will continue to learn from her. And it is truly like one of the biggest pleasure, I think, of all of our lives to get to play alongside her.
That is so cool. The idea that, and sports gives you this opportunity, because a lot of us sports fans, you grow up idolizing athletes. But for people like yourself that actually become professional athletes, you do get these rare opportunities to end up working with somebody whose poster you had on your wall. I mean, that has to be such a surreal sort of experience. Is that like a pinch yourself sort of moment? Because it's just like this fantasy come to life for you.
Absolutely. I mean, the moment I was drafted to the Orlando Pride, I had the realization that that meant I would be playing with Marta. And I had that realization then, and the first time I met her, and now that I would call myself her friend, is just mind-boggling to me. You know, I have so much respect for her, and she will always be my idol, and now she's my teammate, which will never stop being special. I will never get over that.
So who else was on the wall? Who else made the Kerry Abeo childhood wall?
I was a big Mia Hamm fan. You know, I was young enough for that, and I was also a very big Tobin Heath fan. I love her footwork, and just like Marta, I adore her footwork too. So those were the girls on my wall.
So you played at Penn State. I'm sure that Big Ten soccer is its own challenge, but what was that jump like going from college soccer to playing with the pros? Did you notice? Was there a pretty noticeable leap in the overall competition level, or is college soccer peaking right now?
No, I mean, college soccer is very competitive, but there's absolutely a big jump to the professional game. The professional game is faster. The women are stronger. I mean, you go from playing against 22, maybe 23-year-olds at the oldest, to playing against you know, full-grown women, 35 and up, you know, who have been in this game a long time and have the experience and the strength. And there's also a tactical prowess that comes with the professional league that maybe wasn't in the college game as much. So there's definitely an adjustment period coming from college to professional.
So you and Seb Hines, the coach, would have followed a pretty similar path, just looking at the timeline of when you both started with the Orlando Pride. How would you describe your relationship with your head coach? And is there sort of a special bond that you guys became a member of this organization around the same time frame?
Yeah, in a way, I think we do. I think we've both kind of grown into our roles together. You know, we had the same rookie year, if you will. And yeah, there's a lot of banter there for sure, but I have a lot of respect for Seb, and I think he really understands me as a player and values me. I'm a very versatile player. I play a lot of different positions, and that's something he deeply understands and appreciates, which I like. And it also comes with a lot of learning, which he's willing to give a lot of teaching on his end. So we definitely have a good relationship.
So when I call you a midfielder, is that sort of like minimizing your overall value? You're like, no, don't pigeonhole me.
No, it's just part of the picture. You know, I've played a lot of midfield last year, but I have also done my time at forward and defender. So I kind of pop up everywhere on the field.
Everybody needs a utility man or woman on the field and whatever game they play. It's an important piece to the puzzle. So could you give me a prediction? Are you going to go out and get a win on Friday night?
Absolutely. We're going to get the win on Friday night.
Boom. Midfielder and beyond. Carrie Abayo, kind enough to give us some of her time today. Friday night against Angel City FC at Intern Coast Stadium. Kickoff at 8 p.m. and the tickets are available on the Orlando Pride website. Just go to the ticketing section there. Thanks so much, Carrie. Appreciate the time. Hope we can do it again at some point before the season wraps up. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.